You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app. Severe weather swept through part of the country overnight and is gearing up to strike again. ABC's Faith Abube is in hard-hit Westminster, Maryland.
The severe storms also battering Tennessee, leaving trees uprooted, cars crushed, streets flooded in West Virginia, where golf ball-sized hail also wreaked havoc. And near Philadelphia,
it's just like, bam!
The moving thunderstorm severely damaging this man's home.
Trees like falling on the roof, destroyed my deck, destroyed my hot tub.
Two people were killed in the storms. Voters in Ohio won't vote on the issue of abortion until November. Today, they're deciding whether to raise the threshold it takes to even introduce a new amendment to the state constitution. Turnout was strong today and has been in early voting as well. This is ABC News. Scientists in Europe confirming that July was the hottest month worldwide on record. The average temperature around the globe just over 62.5 degrees Fahrenheit. There are just three survivors more than a century after the Tulsa race massacre, and now they are demanding reparations.
The race massacre survivors, aged 102, 108, and 109, argued that the destruction of 40 square blocks of the Greenwood section of Tulsa in 1921 created a public nuisance. Attorney Erica Simonson.
That a public nuisance claim is crimes and involves injury to property. And there can simply be no doubt that the massacre fits squarely within the bounds.
A lower court judge denied the claim because the plaintiffs did not specify a remedy. The plaintiffs are now taking their case to the Oklahoma Supreme Court. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Mourners in Ireland gathering for the funeral of singer Sinead O'Connor in her adopted hometown of Bray. She passed away last month at the age of 56. Justin Finch, ABC News.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
For the Talk of Green Bay News, I'm Pete Schwabe. Here's what you need to know.
Police in Fond du Lac made a traffic stop and ended up seizing a new form of fentanyl. The Fond du Lac County Sheriff's Office says it pulled a car over and let K-9 deputy Rip have an open-air sniff. Deputies did a search and found red fentanyl, a form of the drug new to Northeast Wisconsin. Police then searched his home and found even more paraphernalia, as well as 27 grams of crack and 12 more grams of red fentanyl, which authorities say contains enough for 6,000 fatal doses. The man was arrested and taken to the Fond du Lac County Jail. So what is faster to Madison, Rosendale or Highway 41? That is the big debate here in Northeast Wisconsin. Starting August 14th, it will not be Rosendale. Part of Highway 26 will be closed to fix a bridge, and it won't be completed until the end of October. Those headed to Madison during that stretch should plan accordingly. Pete Schwabe, WGBW 97.9 News.
If you care about animals or crops, you probably care how the weather could impact both.
It's summer in Wisconsin, and the success of your efforts often depends on knowing the forecast. Count on your local Civic Media weather team for all the information you need.
Crops' roots are also growing deeper in search for water, which is bad news, because when rain finally falls, it will sit shallow and be absorbed in the top layers of the soil.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the app.
Did you know the Wisconsin State Fair is 172 years old? It still celebrates the industries important to our state's history, like agriculture. But every year, new attractions and items are added. This year, there's more than 100 new foods to try. So what do you think topped the culinary list last year? Flamin' hot Cheetos, chicken on a stick, deep-fried old-fashioned, or pino pretzel popper brat? The answer's coming up. The Wisconsin State Fair didn't start in its current home of West Alice. The first was in Janesville along the Rock River, then moved to different locations the next 40 years. The original cream puff has been around almost as long. Close to 400,000 are gobbled up every year. So which food was number one last year? It was the pino pretzel popper brat. It came out on top. The State Fair is a true slice of Wisconsin, and it runs through August 13th. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
Woo-hoo!
Starting at 6 a.m., the Mayor and Mino.
Then at 8, the Earl Ingram Show.
10 to 12,
As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, the Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, the Maggie Dawn Show.
On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
She's the newest of 7 elected Wisconsin Supreme Court justices. Janet Protasiewicz begins her 10-year term in August when she is sworn in. It's a long-time tradition which includes use of the court's seal created in 1848. But did you know it features the scales of justice, but not carried by a blindfolded Greek goddess? Instead, a hand holds the scales, representing justice is in human hands. It also means everything is official once the seal is stamped on any court documents. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
Hey, son. How are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
On the oceans and upon our seas, fish full of mercury.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. And listen, I got to say this. I am really just tired of the whining from the far right about the Supreme Court, the state Supreme Court, and what has happened, and that the Janet Protasiewicz has come in and she's somehow crooked. You know, she's somehow deceitful. She has somehow came in and disrupted the entire court, and what she is doing and what the Democrats are doing is a coup. They're doing lawless bullying. Wait a minute. How long has Justice Protasiewicz actually been on the court, Calvin? Maybe 2 weeks, maybe a little bit over a week.
Yeah, I think it was last Tuesday. Yeah.
Okay. So what are they talking about? Coup, lawlessness, bullying. What have they done? Well, you know, the left has control over the state Supreme Court for the first time in 15 years. Man, I don't remember people on the left say, oh, Republicans, you know, and the names that they've called these women. It's just not right. What did they do? As if they've created some kind of a crime. They've committed no crime. Well, you know, Chief Justice Ziegler has been able to basically be the final say on many different issues, the way the system had been set up. And so she was in a position of power. She was appointed by the majority at that time, conservatives. And so, you know, conservatives aren't in charge anymore. So the majority, which now leans left, is not going to allow a person who was appointed by the right to still be in control when they have the majority. That's only common sense. That's not criminal. Well, what she's done is she's taken away the authority. Yes. They are the majority. And in this society, the majority rules. Yes, on the Supreme Court, you see it on a national level. Republicans have control over the Supreme Court on a national level, and they rule. Why would we expect it to be any different on the state level? Well, what they've done is not right. Well, not right based on who? Surely not right based on the opinions of people who are on the right. Did they do anything unconstitutional by putting together a committee that will now be making those decisions as opposed to one person and that Justice Ziegler? So now she'll be on the committee, but there'll be two, three people on the committee. You certainly don't think that with the Democrats finally getting in control that they're going to say, hey, Calvin, I think we'll leave two Republicans in charge. That's not how it works. And so accept it. Stop whining. It's not going to change. You were in charge for 15 years. Nothing stays the same. But for heaven's sakes, from what I've heard from conservative talk show hosts belittling these women who are justices and talking as if they somehow created some kind of a crime, they have not. And if they had created a crime, that's a different story. But they committed no crime. What they did, they had the right to do. And if that's the case and they did it, then they're right. They're not wrong. And your opinion of that is just that. But for heaven's sakes, for 15 years, those of us on the other side of things, we had to deal with that. Calvin, how long you say it's been? A week?
Yeah, she was in on Tuesday last week.
Hey, man, and they're whining and crying and sniveling. Hey, well, they're gonna change everything. Well, yeah.
Yeah, they haven't even heard a case yet.
Hey, well, they've already gotten, you know, the what is the thing I'm looking for? The redistricting. They've already got that. Well, yeah. Man, that's it. Well, the people who supported them, they're going to do the bidding for the people who support. Well, yeah, that's how it goes, man. That's how it goes. That's how it's always went. How soon they forget three strikes, you're out, truth and sentencing, no parole. All those things came up with conservatives being in total control of the Supreme Court. I remember those things. Act 10, Republicans in total control of the state Supreme Court. What do you call it? Right to work. Conservatives in control of the Supreme Court. All those things. And so, you know, now they're not in control anymore. Hey, good morning to you, Karina. How you doing, my friend? Thank you very much for the call. Thank you for listening. You say what?
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
You know what? You know, the best strategy to rebut is to turn around the table and tell you that this is what you're doing, because what you describe is exactly the behavior of Republican Party. They are bullying and they are queuing and they are trying to be a majority everywhere. And if it's not their way, then that's a criminal. And the most criminal thing, that these ladies are not in the kitchen barefooted pregnant. They trying to tell those old white men what to do. And this is a crime.
Well, you know, I got to tell you, there are five women on the state Supreme Court. One man. One. And yeah, they're in power, right? they're clearly in power.
They should be, because they earn it.
Well, you know, I got to say to you, there's probably some poetic justice, since if you look at power anywhere else, men are at the helm, not women. But to see the highest court in the state being controlled by women, that's a breath of fresh air. It just is, Karina. And yeah, you're right. There are people and some men who are not used to it. They don't like it. These powerful women, let's put it this way. I think, Calvin, it's safe to say they're all well-educated, right?
Yes, they are all extremely well-educated.
I don't think you get to rise to the level of a state Supreme Court justice without being almost at the top of whatever it is you're doing. These women aren't just, you know, namby-pambies. These are well-educated, powerful women who, you know, if you're going to try to deal with them on that level, you better be as equally educated, because they didn't get there by happenstance.
And they're coming from the different level of society and had the different pathways and experiences, and the fact that they saying that Jenna said that what she's going to do, I think they mad because Republicans don't have a platform. Republicans are only talking about Trumpism, a conspiracy, the poor them, and everything else is a dark and doom, this is bright light, and that she came out and she said, this is my plan, this is what I'm going to do, because what's going on in my state, what a treatment or we receive as the people of Wisconsin is just simply wrong.
Well,
I'm going to do everything possible to make it right. And she had all rights to do it. She had her platform. She won on the base of that platform. And the first thing what she did, the first week in her seat, she accepted the lawsuit about the map.
And you know what else she has? A majority. Hey, Corinna, I wish I had more time. Thank you very much for the call, as always. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. Your thoughts on, you know, the state Supreme Court and all the gnashing of teeth and whining and crying because they're going to do what we know they're going to do, and that's control what's going on that level. We'll be right back.
Get ready, country fans, because Tyler Farr is coming to heat up the summer on August 11th at Ho-Chunk Amy Nakusha.
Whiskey in the Water.
With hit singles such as Redneck Crazy, Whiskey in My Water, and his brand new single, Rednecks Like Me. Tickets will be on sale June 30th by calling Ho-Chunk Amy Nakusha or by visiting the Rewards Club booth. Then, because fun has no age limit, we'll be opening our concert up to everyone. Enjoy a perfect summer night with food trucks and music, and mark your calendars for fun this summer with Tyler Farr at Ho-Chunk Amy Nakusha. Get ready, country fans, because Tyler Farr is coming to heat up the summer on August 11th at Ho-Chunk Amy Nakusha.
Whiskey in the Water.
with hit singles such as Redneck Crazy, Whiskey in My Water, and his brand new single, Rednecks Like Me. Tickets will be on sale June 30th by calling Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa or by visiting the Rewards Club booth. Then, because fun has no age limit, we'll be opening our concert up to everyone. Enjoy a perfect summer night with food trucks and music, and mark your calendars for fun this summer with Tyler Farr at Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa.
Protect your family from radon. Radon causes lung cancer, and half the homes in Green Bay test high. Request a free test kit at newradon.com. That's newradon.com.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. A blend of clouds and sun this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 83. Northwest winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. 63 tonight, mainly clear skies. Chance for scattered storms tomorrow, highs around 85, cloudy. Turning cooler Thursday and Friday with highs in the upper 70s. Chance for scattered storms Friday. Once again, highs reach 83 this afternoon, low of 63 tonight. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 75.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
Starting at 6 AM, The Mayor and Mino.
Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show.
On WGBW.
All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. Yes. Wisconsin Chief Justice Annette Ziegler said the new state Supreme Court liberal majority's action usurping the constitutional authority of Chief Justice is nothing short of a coup. Excuse me, and constitutes a pattern of lawless bullying. Really, they have changed the Constitution to insert a committee instead of the words Chief Justice, Ziegler said. The Constitution is not being followed here. This has been completely out of bounds. Constitutional rights affirm this invented committee is in violation of my colleague's oath. The Constitution, it's illegitimate and unenforceable. So if they change the Constitution, Chief Justice Ziegler, and if what they did is improper and actually criminal, then it won't stand. I mean, I would think that it wouldn't stand if it's unconstitutional. You've said they've changed the Constitution. What did they do? You said it's in violation of their oath. You said it's illegitimate, unenforceable. She says she is weighing and considering all actions and would not rule out suing the liberal majority, but said she hoped it would not get to that point. Ziegler made the comments on Monday on, of all places, a conservative radio talk show. Wait a minute. Oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute, Calvin. Hey. The Supreme Court justice, the leading person on the state Supreme Court, calls a conservative talk show host to complain. Wait a minute. You're talking about liberals You call a conservative talk show host and we talk about, you know, the fact that people should not be either Democrat or Republican. People should be, you know, just, you know, not on either side of that aisle. But you clearly, we know who and what you are. You've been supported by Republicans all along the way. And that's been all right. She said this. They come on the heels of her sharply worded press release Friday after the four liberals, Ann Wash Bradley, Rebecca Dallet, Janet Protasiewicz, and Jill Karofsky, suddenly replaced the authority of the Chief Justice with a new Supreme Court committee. They gave themselves the authority to appoint two of the three committee members. The other conservative on the court, Rebecca Bradley, has also spoken out against the justice's action. So there's also another conservative on the court, and he clearly did not weigh in on it. What is his name? Why am I forgetting his name? Anyway, it'll come to me. Hagedorn, Justice Hagedorn. He didn't speak out against it. But to somehow act like the action as well as the liberal justices' unexplained secretive firing of respected state courts director Randy Kosnick, respected by whom? Okay, come on. Respected by whom? People on the right. A conservative, you know, person who lost his job. That's what happens when somebody else walks in and is in control. You know, the new manager has a right to determine who he's going to work with and who he's not going to work with. Ziegler said the liberal justices took the word Supreme Court Administrative Committee and were putting those in the Constitution instead of the words Chief Justice. I got to just tell you, Calvin, I'm sorry. I think it's better to have three different people make a decision than one. Would you agree with that?
Yes, I agree completely.
Come on, man. How can that be anything other than the way things should be? One person should never be in charge of making the decisions. There are five Supreme Court justices. Listen, we've got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. Paul, I'll see you. We'll be right back.
Yeah, what's up?
Hey, man, keep doing that.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct
on WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Justin Finch. From Texas to Florida, Georgia, up through New York, severe weather swept through part of the country overnight and is gearing up to strike again. ABC's Faith Abube is in hard-hit Westminster, Maryland.
The severe storms also battering Tennessee, leaving trees uprooted, cars crushed, streets flooded in West Virginia, where golf ball-sized hail also wreaked havoc. And near Philadelphia,
it was just like, bam!
The moving thunderstorm severely damaging this man's home.
Trees like falling on the roof, destroyed my deck, destroyed my hot tub.
Two people were killed in the storms. Voters in Ohio won't vote on the issue of abortion until November. Today, they're deciding whether to raise the threshold it takes to even introduce a new amendment to the state constitution. Turnout was strong today and has been in early voting as well. This is ABC News.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
For the Talk of Green Bay News, I'm Pete Schwaba. Here's what you need to know.
A former Manitowoc middle school teacher was sentenced for taking illegal photos of underage students. 37-year-old Gregory Mellon, who taught at Roncalli, was charged a little over a year ago when authorities found inappropriate photos of young girls in and out of school. Mellon was sentenced to 30 days in jail. The court also ordered him to surrender his teaching license, get counseling, and never work with minors again.
Well, it's only August, but apparently not too early to see bears in Green Bay, or at least a bear. Yesterday, on the city's west side, a black bear was seen roaming the streets as early as 5:40 a.m. The bear eventually made its way up into a tree. Authorities from multiple agencies blocked off several streets to protect people and the bear as the animal seemed agitated. Finally, last night around 11 p.m., the bear left the tree and headed south. It has not been seen since midnight. Stay tuned. Pete Schwaba, WGBW 97.9 News.
Did you know the Wisconsin State Fair is 172 years old? It still celebrates the industries important to our state's history, like agriculture. But every year, new attractions and items are added. This year, there's more than 100 new foods to try. So what do you think topped the culinary list last year? Flamin' hot Cheetos chicken on a stick? Deep-fried old-fashioned? Or Pino pretzel popper brat? The answer's coming up. The Wisconsin State Fair didn't start in its current home of West Alice. The first was in Janesville along the Rock River, then moved to different locations the next 40 years. The original cream puff has been around almost as long. Close to 400,000 are gobbled up every year. So which food was number one last year? It was the Pino pretzel popper brat. It came out on top. The State Fair is a true slice of Wisconsin, and it runs through August 13th. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
Starting at 6 a.m., The Mayor and Mino.
Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show.
10 to 12,
As Goes Wisconsin.
At noon, Civic Media Network News.
At 12:15, Town Call.
1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show.
3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct.
4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Diamond Crude.
And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show.
On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Crute.
Weekdays from 4 until 6
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Show as always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. And yes, you know, the liberals are going to control the state Supreme Court for at least the next 2 years. And yes, there are going to be some changes. No question whatsoever. And so when you've gotten used to having things your way and things change, there's going to be some gnashing of teeth. Well, get used to it. You know, we had to, some of us had to drink that poison water for 15 years. All right, let's go to the phone lines and Paul from Waukesha. Hey, good morning to you, Paul. How you doing, man? Thank you very much for the call. You say what?
We are doing very fine, Errol. First question is, are they going to legalize marijuana? Probably not. But here's what I don't want. I don't want a political activist wearing a robe. Whatever decisions that they make, you know, I'm not a big abortion person. I'm a conservative.
Hey, Paul, for the last 15 years, political activists in Supreme Court robes have made decisions that have favored conservatives. Are you aware of that?
They've been working out. I don't know. How is that working out for you? Okay. I'm experiencing Biden's economy. I experienced Obama's economy. We all have. And we didn't like either one. Trump's economy.
Wait. Are you telling me that the economy of President Barack Obama after, you know, coming into office at the lowest, where George W. Bush, the economy was in free fall. You don't remember that? When Obama came into office, complete free fall. And so it took him 4 years, 2 years or more, 2 to 4 years to turn it around. Once he turned it around, it was humming. When then President Donald Trump came into office, he inherited a humming economy. You don't remember that?
I remember that, but I guess we have a little different interpretation of that.
Well, what's your interpretation?
I know
of
that we had.
What's your interpretation, Paul? What's your interpretation of it?
That was the slowest recovery from a recession in U.S. history, not counting the Depression. Yes, it was a bad thing. Obama walked into a blank show. But it was his policies did not help us out.
Well, so let me remind you. Let me remind you, the Dow Jones was at 6,900 and something. It was floundering. It was at one of the lowest ebbs in decades. You may not remember it, but I do. When Obama left, it was at 18,000, the highest it had ever been. So, you know, statistics won't bear that out, Paul, in what you say. But anyway, go ahead.
Obama did a better job than Biden. I don't know. Biden's doing a terrible job. That's why he has such a low approval rating. People
by what metric, Paul? By what metric is he doing terrible?
Have you went grocery shopping lately?
Yeah, groceries are high.
One international embarrassment after another, starting with Afghanistan.
Oh.
You know.
Yeah, but who got us into Afghanistan?
Paul, who got us
into Afghanistan for 20 years?
Bush did. Okay. All of them did.
Bush did.
Somebody made billions of dollars. I wasn't. That was all under. Whatever, 20 years of nothing and billions of dollars and however many lives and people.
Well, that's what happens
that.
In war, right? I mean, it's what happens in war.
This is what goes on. If you're not in the money, how does the saying go? If you're war is good if you're in the business of making war
machines. You know, yeah.
You know, so it is a it is proven war helps the economy.
Let me ask you, Paul. What did Republicans think was going to happen when Democrats finally regained control over the state Supreme Court? What did they think was going to happen?
Well, here you go. You're getting exactly what everybody thought would happen.
Hey, Paul. Republicans controlled it for 15 years, man. Did you guys somehow forget that?
now they have a new regime. We'll see what goes on. Like you said, they have 2 years to prove themselves. After that, who's up? I don't know who's up for election. I don't follow the Supreme Court
The only thing I was trying to point out, Paul, is that to point out now, Democrats have been in control for a week or so, and then to start hearing all the whining about what they're going to do. Hey, come on, man. Come on.
As long as it's all done legally and within the Constitution.
It is done legally.
Well, that's all that matters.
Yeah. All right. Whatever. Thank you. Thank you very much for the call. I mean, Calvin, that's all that what they did was legal. Right? And so if what they did was legal, they have the majority. That's how things work. Yeah. So if you're on the right of things, they're not going to certainly vote in favor of the things that people on the right want. You've just had that for a 15-year interval. You know, that's how the cookie crumbles, I guess, is the simplest way to say that. There's no question that what's going to happen is going to change a lot of things that people have gotten accustomed to politically in this state, that kind of turned the state leaning more to the right than it ever had before. And the pendulum of justice is going to swing back the other way. That's balance. That's how things work. That's how things should always work. And so I don't think that those women should be lambasted, as I've listened to some cowardly conservative hosts. Yeah, men, you know, using some horrible things to say about these women. And they don't know any other way to handle it, because there's nothing they can do to change that outcome. That was all decided during the election, and so things are certainly going to change. Let me go here. The fake electors, Calvin, you aware of that story?
Yes, I am familiar.
Okay, so this is what is amazing to me, man. So some folk on the right are saying, do you realize that some of these fake electors, they're older women? Why would you go after those older women? Man, they got pictures of I was on this site, you know, call Wisconsin Right Now, conservative site. They've got photos of some of the fake electors, and they're saying, my God, they're going to go after these elderly women. Hey, wait a minute. Okay. And they didn't know any better. Well, I don't know, ignorance of the law. There's nothing that says, if you're elderly, because guess what, Calvin? I'm considered elderly now, right? So I'm elderly. If I break the law, nobody's going to say, hey, Earl is an elderly person. We can't go after him. What are you talking about, man? No, what was done was illegal. There's going to be a price to be paid. Whether or not people knew it was illegal or not. Well, again, this goes back to the Trump thing. Well, Trump's lawyers said that it was okay. None of those things matter. You know, in the end, I don't know what the outcome's going to be. But I can guarantee you they're certainly going to go after the fake electors because of what they stood for. Phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. Let me touch base on this briefly. Here are 11 facts you may not know about the fake electors. The evidence shows Wisconsin electors believed their votes would only be used if Trump prevailed in court. So these are excuses why they're saying they shouldn't be suffer any retribution, because they believe their votes would only be used if Trump prevailed in court. Former Wisconsin governor, a GOP chair, Andrew Hitt, one of the alternate electors, gave a detailed deposition before the House committee investigating January 6th. In it, he repeatedly states he and others thought the alternate electors would only be used if Trump prevailed in court. Now, let me go here. Number two. The indictment says some so-called fake electors were tricked by the Trump campaign. This is probably the key point, according to the indictment. Some of the alternate electors in the seven targeted states were tricked. The RNC chair was also misled, the indictment says. Some fraudulent electors were tricked into participating based on the understanding that their votes would be used only if the defendant succeeded in the outcome. Let me ask you, Calvin. So I'm sitting in the car with Calvin. Calvin and I just, you know, kicking it, right? Just riding around. Calvin decides to pull up at the bank. You know, I don't know what's going on. Calvin jumps out, runs into the bank, robs the bank. Hey, I'm sitting there with Calvin, right? They're not going to say, hey, Calvin. They're going to say, Calvin, you're an accessory. You were with him. You were with Earl when he went in and robbed that bank. They're not going to say, well, Earl misled me. He didn't say to me that he was going to go in and rob the bank. No. Both of us get charged. Same thing here. Can't say he misled us. He didn't tell us the truth. Listen, we got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
I've got some cheese curds that I'm willing to share. Then I want to ride that giant slide over there. So if you've got 11 days to spare, won't you come with me to the Wisconsin State Fair? Won't you come with me to the Wisconsin? The great state of Wisconsin State Fair.
There's something for everyone at the Wisconsin State Fair, presented by U.S. Cellular August 3rd through the 13th.
Bug Tussle, providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin. No data caps, no contracts. 877-227-0924. Call today to learn how you can get 3 months free. 877-227-0924.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast.
High of 83 this afternoon under partly cloudy skies, northwest winds, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Mainly clear tonight, lows dip down to about 63. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow, chance for scattered storms, highs level off around 85. Turning cooler Thursday and Friday with highs in the upper 70s, chance for scattered storms Friday. Another look at the short range, we should top out around 83 this afternoon. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 75.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude.
6 to 7, the Maggie Dawn Show
on WGBW.
Back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. Number three, there was pending litigation in Wisconsin at the time, and it was not frivolous, but rather based on serious legal issues. These are the excuses, that the electors are going to use to justify why they shouldn't be charged. Number four, Wisconsin alternate electors were operating on advice of attorneys. Let's go to Sharkey from Racine. Hey, good morning to you, my friend. How you doing?
I'm doing good, Mr. Ingram. I really appreciate your show, and I like your topic today. So I was listening to various people talking on a lot of airwaves, and it's regards, you know, obviously to the Wisconsin illegal electors were bunkered down, I guess, before this all happened on the submission of the ballots in Wisconsin. They were gathered, and right. What's funny is besides the 10 electors, correct me now, it sounded like maybe there might have been a senator also there, oh, with yeah, a bodyguard, and they also have an assemblyman with a bodyguard.
Yes,
you know, is this true? I mean, has it been verified?
Well, I don't know. I'm not gonna say.
I understand.
You know, I don't know, but I mean, but really, come on, man. You know, I mean, to the excuses that they're giving for what they were attempting to do, they're not acceptable, right? Come on.
For sure. And if this can be verified, and as a taxpayer alone, spending bodyguards for your little weaselly stealing my vote, that makes me angry. In my capital, that makes me angry. So I'd like to see this thing, you know, built up. I'm sure the right people know the right things, and I am hoping the footprints start showing up in Madison from a guy by the name of Mr. Jack Smith, I believe it is.
Yeah.
So he's the guy. He's the guy, and I have a lot of confidence in him. He's got a backbone bigger than you and the gravedigger. Side by side.
All right. Thank you very much for the call, Shark. I really appreciate it. Okay. Number five, an alternate elector from a regional committee was operating at the discretion of the state GOP and also testified she believed they were voting in case the courts sided with Trump. Well, so even if you're voting in the direction of the GOP, that doesn't make it right. Okay, so if it was the GOP who was giving you that information, hey, whoever that person is, they deserve to be charged as well, but they weren't the people who did it. You were. Let's go to six. The state legislature didn't get involved. I guess not. They knew the outcome. They knew what the outcome of this was going to be. Number seven, there was a precedent out of Hawaii. Number eight, the indictment doesn't charge the alternate electors or list them as co-conspirators. Number nine, the state Republican Party told the public what it was doing. Whether you told the public what you were doing or not, it was wrong. It's wrong. And what you did was wrong. Whether you told the public or not doesn't matter. What you were doing was criminal. And that's the point. And that's what you're going to wind up having to pay. While President Trump's campaign continues to pursue legal options for Wisconsin, Republican electors met today in accordance with the statutory guidelines to preserve our role in the electoral process, with the final outcome still pending in the courts. 10, the alternate electors' votes weren't legal anyway. Number 11, the state GOP's leadership raised serious questions about some election claims. These are all their excuses for why they believe they shouldn't be charged. Well, turns out that Josh Call, the state attorney general, is probably not going to buy into that. And, you know, after it's all said and done, it is Josh Call who will make the determination on whether all of these different things that I just read out were the excuses for why these people wound up doing what they did is going to be sufficient excuse for why they did it and whether or not they'll get away with it. I just don't believe that they're going to get away with it, as well as I don't believe Donald Trump is going to get away with it, any of the things that he wound up doing. And then justice will be meted out. And just like Sandy said the other day, you know, it's easy to talk about the judicial system and how wrong it is. I've got queries into what's wrong with the legal system. But if you do away with it, what are you going to replace it with? If this is so egregious, a justice system, so what's the next step? There is none. And so that's where we have to really give some thought to all the things that are being said and are being done by people who want to do away with the system. Got to go for the day. Thank everybody who made the show go. Thank you, Calvin, as always. I'll be back on tomorrow. You've been tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. See you later.
She's the newest of seven elected Wisconsin Supreme Court justices. Janet Protasiewicz begins her 10-year term in August when she is sworn in. It's a long-time tradition which includes use of the court's seal created in 1848. But did you know it features the scales of justice, but not carried by a blindfolded Greek goddess? Instead, a hand holds the scales, representing justice is in human hands. It also means everything is official once the seal is stamped on any court documents. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories.
Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media.